I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Here's a case down in Chandler, Arizona, John, where I think technology might have backfired. They thought probably it would work, be helpful for a real estate agent to be able to show a house that's for sale. Police say that this home in the neighborhood of Gilbert Road and Chandler Boulevard, nice part of Arizona, it was for sale online by a real estate company, and potential buyers would use an app to register and get a code that allowed them to go in and see the house. So you don't have to wait on the agent to show up. You can go to the app, you get a code, and you go punch the code in at the door, and you go in and see the house. And
wait, now how is that a good idea?
Well,
because there should be, as a homeowner, wouldn't you require that an agent be with anybody who's walking through your house?
You would think. I mean, maybe it helps streamline things, or maybe in off hours when the agent can't get there and they try to serve everybody, but you probably guessed what happened.
Yeah, somebody cleaned out the house.
Well, no, but some squatters showed up. A guy and his old lady and a couple of the kids just decided to get the code from the app and move in. Yeah. And so some other people got the code from the app, and they come showing up to the house, and here's these druggies laid out, kids sleeping in one room, drug paraphernalia in the other. They're all just hanging out at the house.
That is a knuckleheaded idea. There's no way that I...
Maybe they figure, like, maybe homeless people don't have access to online stuff or, like,
it's not
can't
just
get the code or whatever, but they got the code and they just went in and made themselves at home.
It's not just homeless people. It's anybody. It's the general public being able to go into your house without an agent and just go through your stuff. You know, you don't know what's going on there.
Squatters using the app to get in and live in a home that's for sale.
Well, you know what? Good, because that has put an end to that idea. No one else will be trying that again. All right, a couple of brawls over who sleeps on what side of the bed. This is a married couple. Two women in Florida at a motel in Florida. They're married, and the woman was staying. They were staying at this motel, and they got to fighting over who gets to sleep on one side, on what side of the bed. I guess one of the women said, we're going to sleep on the sides that we normally sleep on at home. And the other woman said, no, I don't want to do that. Let's switch it up. We're on vacation. Well, that didn't go well. 33-year-old, 26-year-old, and the 33-year-old, the 33-year-old took the 26-year-old side on the bed, and that made her so furious she kicked her off the bed. Then the two started punching each other. The cops got called.
I don't know why it is. We do sleep on the same side of the bed no matter where we go or what bed it is, you know? Didn't you?
My thing was I always allowed her to be closer to the bathroom, whatever. You get the bathroom side,
uh-huh,
and I'll be over on the other side, and that's just kind of the way it worked. But in our bedroom, it was always the same way,
because
you got end tables and your stuff on the end table, you know.
And here we go with a traffic ticket. Here's a guy that probably should have called mytrafficman.net, but he didn't. 71-year-old Richard Keedwell of England got caught going 35 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone back in 2016. But he was adamant, John. I was not speeding. I wasn't going 35 in the 30, and I want to fight this ticket. The fine was about £100, which is about $123. And that was 3 years ago. Since then, he has spent $37,000 fighting a $123 ticket, $26,000 on lawyers, and the rest on court fees. He claims the speed camera that caught him must have been triggered by a different car in the lane next to him. He lost his initial case, then lost an appeal last month. The $37,000 was a large chunk of his son's inheritance at 71 years old. Richard says he's, quote, sick over the whole deal. He never expected it to drag on so long or cost so much. Quote, I regret the amount of money. I very simply wanted justice. So hopefully he won't be able to pass. I mean, he won't be able to pass on that $37,000 to his son. And I hope he doesn't pass on his common sense to his son either.
Believe it's news.
Lack of it.
I think his son will remember that one.